The nation on edge this week after multiple attacks on U.S. soil and heightened security threats since the start of the war in Iran. On Thursday, a pair of incidents on a college campus and a synagogue hours apart. In West Bloomfield, Michigan, 41-year-old Ayman Mohammed Ghazali, originally from Lebanon, rammed a truck full of explosives through the doors of Temple Israel, driving down the hall, exchanging fire with security guards.
Yesterday's attack was anti-Semitism. It was hate. Plain and simple.
Authorities say Ghazali, who became a U.S. citizen in 2016, recently posted that an Israeli strike on Lebanon killed his two brothers, a niece, and a nephew. And at Old Dominion University in Norfolk, Virginia, Professor and Lieutenant Colonel Brandon Shaw killed by a man with ties to ISIS in what the FBI suspects was an act of terror. The suspect, 36-year-old Mohammed Jallo, who opened fire in a classroom, was convicted in 2016 of attempting to provide material support to ISIS, trying to acquire weapons for an attack in the United States. He was released from prison in 2024 after serving 8 years of an 11-year sentence. Thursday's attacks came during a tense 2 weeks since the beginning of the war in Iran, with authorities repeatedly warning of higher risk for the U.S. homeland.
We have been in a heightened state of alert in New York City since the start of hostilities in Iran.
Last weekend, two teens were charged with bringing homemade bombs to a protest outside New York City Mayor Zohran Mamdani's house in what authorities deemed an attempted ISIS-inspired attack. And at the onset of the war, a deadly mass shooting at a bar in Austin, Texas, where a gunman wearing a T-shirt with an Iranian flag went on a murderous rampage just hours after the U.S. and Israel first struck Iran. That attack killing three and injuring more than a dozen others. Law enforcement officials are clear, Martha, the U.S. and Israeli strikes on Iran are causing a surge in threats, particularly anti-Semitic threats aimed at the Jewish community. And the recent pattern of violence, they say, combined with Iran's retaliatory rhetoric, warrants heightened vigilance.